Namo Buddhaya, homage to the Buddha. Dear meritorious friends, we know about our life, and if you want to liberate from suffering, Buddha delivered about a path. We call to it, Buddha said to it, Eightfold Path or Noble Eightfold Path. It has 8 elements. Among them, you know about 7 element. Then in last week I didn't say about some part of right mindfulness. Today I will say about it again. But however, we know about every beings, hell beings, ghost, animal beings, human beings, and heavenly beings. Every beings has a mind. Every beings has a mind. So, among them, we are very fortunate, because human beings and heavenly beings, they can develop their mind. Other beings, they can't develop their own mind. But every being has a mind. Okay? So, within this long journey, we have to rebirth in any kinds of places. We have to rebirth as an animal, as a ghost, and we had rebirth in hell, and we had rebirth in human world in past, we had rebirth in heavenly world in past. But we know sometimes we had been practiced some kinds of thing when we were dwelling in human world and heavenly world. We had tried to develop our mind, but we didn't complete it. Okay? Therefore, we have to rebirth again. We had to rebirth again. Now, we have a good opportunity to develop our mind. Then, we know about in this very life, according to Buddha's teaching, we can develop our mind. We can control our mind. We can turn our mind. And we can restrain our mind. We can do. But then if you want to develop something, okay, it may be educational subject or sports, we have to use, we should use good teacher or good teachings. Then among them, if we want to develop our mind, we have to use some teachings or teacher. So, we should use it. Why? Because this mind, it is invisible, like we can't see it. We can't see our mind. We know about when we doing some exercise, we can experience our body. Okay? But it is difficult to recognize differences of our mind. Differences. And some weakness. Difficult to experience. But if we have some bodily weakness or something like bad things, it is easy to experience those things. We will say, oh, we can get some medication, something like that. So, however, when we use some teaching, when we use some teaching for develop our mind, we should careful, because we should think twice. We have to think again and again, because we know about when we going somewhere, sometimes that path or road will miss. Okay, it missed. But we can use something like Google, or we can use another road, another avenue, something like. Then when we writing a letter, sometimes some paragraph or some words, some sentences will miss or will wrong. At the moment we can give up. We can give up that paper, or we can use another blank sheet. We can write again. It's very easy. When we making or when we build a house, when we doing it, sometimes some pipeline or something, some door frame or window frame, some things, those things will missed, something like that plumber, he will not connect those things correctly.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can correct it, we can do it again correctly, accurately. So, but those things very easy, within few hours, within few days, we can use correct path, okay, correct way. But when we develop our mind, if we had used bad way or wrong way, so it is difficult to correct again, okay, because we can't see our mind. So you will say about your mind, but I can't see your mind. Okay? Like that. So therefore, we should think again and again when we use some advices about meditation and something like that. But among them, I can say clearly about Buddha's teaching and Buddha's advices. Those teachings are advices. Completely correct. But it is not easy to develop. But you can hear and you can practice and you can study those things little by little. Then, in last week, I said about right mindfulness. So, among them, I said about how we use our body for develop our mindfulness. Then I said about we can use feeling, and we can use mind and phenomena for develop our mindfulness. Then I said some kinds of folk, they can't experience their feelings, mind and something like them, but they can experience their body. If they can experience his body, he can use meditation, bodily meditation or body meditation, like contemplation of body. It has 14 kinds of meditation, breathing, posture, and body parts, four elements, something like and Namastivatika. Then I didn't say about feeling. Today I'm going to say something about feeling. According to this part, I can say about meditator. He's going to use his own feeling for develop his mindfulness. We know about every beings, human beings and human beings, hell beings, ghosts and animals, gods, heavenly beings, they also have feeling. So among them, especially heavenly beings and some kinds of human beings, human folk, okay? Because they can experience their feeling. They can recognize their feelings, their own feelings. If you can recognize your own feeling, you can follow this meditation. You can develop your mindfulness according to this part. Vedananupassana, contemplation of feeling. According to this part, Buddha delivered. So it's very easy to understand this part because Buddha, he had a special skill. When he delivered his preaching, he said those preaching simply, very simple, because everybody can understand it. But some people, some kinds of person, they think, oh, we can understand very easily, we can practice this one very quickly, something like that. But it is not easy to practice. But we can understand how, according to this part of the delivered, and how monks, does a monk dwell contemplating, feeling in feeling? Here monks, when feeling a pleasant feeling, a monk understand, I feel a pleasant feeling. Okay, he understand about his own feeling. Then when feeling a painful feeling, he understands, I feel a painful feeling. Then when he feeling neither a painful nor pleasant feeling, he understand it. How I feel neither a painful nor pleasant feeling. Then when it has actually 9 kinds of, elements or 9 kinds of feelings. First one about pleasant feelings, second one about painful, third one about neither a painful nor pleasant feeling. Next one, when feeling a pleasant feeling based on the 5 sense object forms, sounds, smells, tastes and tangibles, he understands it properly, I am feeling a worldly pleasant feeling. Then he understand when he feel some kinds of spiritual pleasant feeling, he understand it. I am feeling a spiritual pleasant feeling. Then he understands I am feeling a worldly painful feeling. Worldly painful feeling. Like that, he understand about spiritual painful feeling. Then he understand about neither painful nor pleasant worldly feeling. And he understand neither painful nor pleasant spiritual feeling. There are 9 kinds of feeling. Okay, he understand about those kinds of feeling. So sometimes some people, when we practice our mindfulness, when we practice those feelings, or when we use those feelings for develop our mindfulness, sometimes we can't understand all kindness, all of feelings. But if we can understand at least pleasant and painful feelings, it's enough. Okay? We can, when we start this part, we can use those two things. Then when we develop your mindfulness, you can understand and next one. Next, you can understand next one. What is the next one? Painful feeling, neither painful nor pleasant feeling. Then after that you will understand spiritual pleasant feelings and worldly pleasant feeling and worldly painful feelings, other things. Little by little you will understand.
What is unworldly and worldly? What is an example?
Hmm?
Is it,
yeah,
like, is unworldly and worldly talking about the amount of pain or the pain in the world?
Yeah, so according to, I feel a worldly pleasant feeling. Hmm?
Yeah.
Worldly pleasant feeling, we know about, simply we can say sensual pleasure, sensual feelings like sweets, and we will say, oh, it's sweets. We will feel, and we will feel beautiful about forms, about taste, and about sounds, or it's melodious, something like that.
Okay.
Those are worldly.
Okay. So, like, in the world, pleasant feelings.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. Okay.
Then,
those were connected to senses, right?
That's, yeah, connected,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
senses. Unworldly, those things will not connect with senses. Then when we develop our concentration, when we develop spiritual things, we will feel some pleasant feelings. Then when we develop our wholesomeness, okay, we can protect our precepts. Okay, when we think about our precepts, we can make, or we will feel some happiness.
Yeah, so emotional.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those feelings. Unworldly.
Mm-hmm.
Those things not connected with sense pleasure.
Okay.
Good. Good question. Then sometimes we feel some unworldly painful feeling. What is the unworldly painful feelings?
If we know the precept is hard to do and it's difficult for us, but
yeah,
it's good to do anyway, so let's see.
Or if you break your precept.
Yeah. So it's there. So according to this part, this is the first stage we understand about our feeling. Then when we develop our mindfulness, we can understand those kinds of feeling. Then next part, how iti ajjatanga. Iti ajjatanga vedanasu vedanam. Vedana is the Pali word for feeling. Okay? Vedana. Iti ajjatanga vedanasu vedanam pasi viriti. In this way, he dwells contemplating feeling in feeling with himself. The last thing I said about this one. Okay? First of all, he thinks about his own feeling. His own feeling is the first stage. We will not think about other feelings. Then last week I said about when we practice, I said an example, something like when we practice loving kindness, we spread loving kindness to himself. Like starting this meditation, we think, may I be free from anger. May I be free from you. May I be free from jealousy, something like that. And after that, we spread it. May other beings, something like that. So, it's very simple. We think or we recognize about our own feeling. It's the first stage. Bahidava kai kayan pasivirati Second stage, he deals contemplating feelings in feeling within another. Second stage, he thinks about other folk or other beings. Okay? So they have also feeling. So they are feeling also very same to me. Something like. Okay? So first of all, he should do, this is the first stage. He should do this one. He will not do second one as a first. So it has some protection. So this is the way for develop mindfulness and meditation especially. Then third stage, Ajjattava Bahiddhava, Ajjatta Bahiddhava, Kayika Vedanasu Vedananupassi Viharati, and he dwells contemplating feeling in feelings both within himself and within another. Third stage, he think about both things. According to third stage, I can say about third stage, when he practice third stage, he understand every being has this feeling. These feelings are very common to all. He understands it. Okay? So, when he understand about it, actually, he know about. If he has some problem, painful feeling, he know about it is not for me. Other beings has this painful feeling. Then when he feels some happiness or peaceful feeling, he know other beings can experience this feelings. They have this feelings. Okay? Then you should remember this is the first one. Okay? Because some people think about other beings' feelings. So it is not the first one. When we think about others' feelings, our hatred, our craving, our delusion, those things will sprout and grow, something like...
manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll get bigger.
Yeah. Okay, so this is for us, this is for me, something like that. So you know about those stages. Then, next one, samudaya dhammanu passiva vedanasu viharati. So this is the inside part. This is also inside, okay? This is the second inside part. Samudaya Dhamman Vasiva means he deals contemplating the arising of feelings. Arising of feelings. At that time he have to use some kinds of inside object. It may be five aggregates or six sense faculties or paticca-sampada, dependent origination process. Or nutriments,
yeah,
food,
yeah.
Oh,
right.
Nutriments is the same as nutrients.
Nutriment, like nutrition, yeah. Sorts of nutrition, basically. But it basically it kind of equals to food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So
heard that today.
Buddha say four kinds of nutriments.
Okay.
Four kinds of foods like that.
Okay.
So he will use. One of them, okay, there are another few things. Then, according to one of them, he understand arising of feeling. This is the reason for feeling. Then, samudaya dhammanu, then vaya dhammanu passiva vedanasu viharati, he dwells contemplating the passing away of feelings. Then second one, this is the first one, second one, he think, he used, I can say, so if he use six sense faculties for insight, as insight, he use again it to this one, passing away of free. Then this inside object, this is like inside object, okay? Inside meditation. He used this object for understand arising of feeling. He used this object for understand passing away of feeling. Because he know about properly his feeling and other feelings. Arising of feeling, he dwells contemplating the arising of feeling, he dwells contemplating the passing away of feeling, and he dwells contemplating the arising and passing away of feelings. Third one, he thinks about both things, arising and passing away of feeling. When he practices this inside part, so he will use one object for three things. Okay, one object. He will not use few objects for those things. He will use one object. Therefore, I think you have remember. I said there are many kinds of insight object. Among them, if he can practice at least one insight object, it's enough. So this is the. This is the first insight part, this is the second insight part. Then, Buddha delivered monks, a mindfulness that there is a feeling is simply established in him when he think about, when he practice this meditation like this, this one like this, his mindfulness will establish. Then established in him to the extents necessary for higher knowledge and mindfulness. Then according to this mindfulness, he will achieve higher knowledge and his mindfulness again and again will develop. Then finally he dwells independent and not clinging to anything in the world. When he developed this meditation or this mindfulness, finally what happened to him? He will be independent. He will become independent. So, because his craving will vanish, he know about arising of feeling, passing away of feeling, arising and passing away of feeling, and he know about his own feeling. He know about others' feelings. He know about all kinds of feelings. And actually, finally, what happened to him? His craving. Is there some craving for feeling? So those feeling, those craving will vanish, will destroy. Okay? Then therefore, this is the order. For when you practice this mindfulness, this is the order said by Buddha. So it has, first one has three things, second one has three things. And Vedanupassana, contemplation of feeling, there are nine kinds of feelings. Okay, so it is the contemplation of feeling.
Have you witnessed people go through this whole cycle?
Hmm?
Have you seen people go through this cycle?
About meditators? Or skans? Or monks?
Like, yeah, anybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I know about monks. They practice this one. But lay disciples? No, I haven't remembered about lay disciples. Especially lay disciples, I don't know about them. But they practice contemplation of body. Mm-hmm. Body in body. Kaya and Upasana. First part of this contemplation of the body. Kaya and Upasana. They practice some kinds of meditation. But feelings. Because they have many kinds of day-to-day activities, work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my suggestion or my advice, they can practice this one little by little. Little by little. Then next one, next part, Chitta Anupassana. Chitta means, Chitta is Pali word, mind is the English word. Chitta Anupassana, contemplation of mind. Okay, right mindfulness has four parts. Among them, third one, Chitta Anupassana. Then, according to this part, he understand about his mind. So, and how monks, does a monk dwell contemplating mind in mind? Buddha delivered. Here, monks, a monk understands a mind with lust as a mind with lust. Okay? He understand about he know about his lust. And he understand a mind with lust, without lust, as a mind without lust. He understand about it. He understand about his mind. Okay? This is about mind. Like that he understand. Likewise he understand about his hatred and delusion. Then contracted and discontracted and exalted. Exalted like Mahagata. Mahagata. So when we practice some kinds of meditation, it is easy to understand it. So like that, when we spread our loving kindness, I can say about loving kindness, we can spread loving kindness for all beings. At the moment, we can feel some feeling like exhalated. Actually, at that time, it has some nature of mind.
Isn't like boundless, I guess?
Like, yeah, boundless.
Boundless, so like basically
boundless.
Like brought to a higher degree or a higher level.
Yeah, we spread our language. May all beings be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy.
Right.
Something like that. Then, unaccelerated. Unexalted, like it is like his mind, it was, how can I say, it became little, something like he keep his mind with little area, little object.
It's more like limited.
Yeah, limited. It's limited. So, however, it is difficult to understand nature of mind. But some kinds of folk, especially monks, some kinds of monks, they practice this one. Because they have simple life, no many kinds of work. They can experience those things easily. But especially heavenly beings, gods, they practice this one. Because they can experience their mind. They can understand their mind. So, according to Buddha's teaching, Buddha said some kinds of gods, they can think 100 things with one time, within one time. Okay? Then, normally, general people, human beings, they think one thing in one time. When we writing about something, some kinds of folk, they can think about few things. Four things, five things. I have seen that people. When they're watching movie and when they're hearing some kinds of news, and they can write something. So when he writing, his prayers, he know about movie and news and those things. But those kinds of people are very rare. But especially heavenly beings, they can do many kinds of things in one time. They can think many kinds of things in one time. Okay? So we know about Buddha's teaching for human beings, to human beings and heavenly beings. So we say to Buddha, Buddha is the teacher for gods and humans. Then next one, surpassable mind. He understands surpassable mind as surpassable. And he understands unsurpassable mind as unsurpassable. He understands unconcentrated mind as unconcentrated. He understands concentrated mind as concentrated. Then he understands liberated mind as liberated. He understands an unliberated mind as unliberated. Like that, he understands about his own mind. So inside part, very same to this part, okay? You can understand. Then Dhammanupassanava, contemplation of phenomena. According to this part, there are a few kinds of objects. According to this part, he think about phenomena, how according to Buddha's teaching, he think about five hindrances. Okay? So, do you know the five hindrances?
Do I?
Five hindrances?
Yes, yes.
You?
Not right now, but I've read about them. Five hindrances. You give me a prompt, I'll remember.
Yeah, I will do. Then second phenomena is the five aggregates. You know?
Can I take notes or no?
Yeah, five aggregates. This one. Do you know about five aggregates?
Five aggregates, yes.
However, I will do it in future. Then six bases, I will do it. I think maybe next week we will do some discussion. Then seven enlightened factors and four noble truths. So this is the right mindfulness. So according to fourth part, contemplation of phenomena, he think one of them. It may be five hindrances or five aggregates or six sense bases or four noble truth. You can think four noble truth. Therefore, we can practice four noble truth as meditation. And like wise consideration. Okay? Then today's lesson. Now we are going to study about right concentration, final factors, according to this part. You can follow our paper, this sheet. According to this part, right concentration.
What's the Pali word for this one?
Concentration, Pali word is Samadhi, right? Right concentration, Samma Samadhi, right concentration. Okay? Right concentration, it has four elements especially. Buddha delivered here monks. Khatamancha bhikkave samma samadhi, and what monks is right concentration monks. Here detached from sensual pleasures, detached from unwholesome status, a monk enters upon and abides in the first jhana. Jhana is the higher concentration level, like good concentration level. So what is the English word for it?
Absorption.
Absorption?
Immersion or absorption.
Yeah, okay. Jhana. Jhana is the Pali word, okay? Then, which is accompanied by applied and sustained thought with rapture and pleasure born of seclusion. So, according to this part, so it's the first one. Then, second one, vitakka vicharanam upasama, with the stilling of applied and sustained thought, he enters upon and abides in the second jhana, which has self-confidence and singleness of mind, without applied and sustained thought, with rapture and pleasure born of concentration. Next one, third one, with the fading away of rapture, he abides in equanimity and mindful and fully aware, still feeling pleasure with the body. He enters upon and abides in the third jhana, on account of which noble ones announce he has a person abiding who has equanimity and is mindful. Fourth jhana, with the abandoning of pleasure and pain and with the earlier disappearance of joy and grief, he enters upon and abides in the fourth jhana, which has neither pain nor pleasure and purity of mindfulness and equanimity. This, friends, is called right concentration. Okay, it has four things. Is it clear? Now I'm going to say about again in, dear friends, when we practice a meditation, our mind, when we develop our mind, little by little our mind will develop. Okay, when we practice a meditation. At that time, according to this, there are four kinds of jhana. Then you can see second page. Okay? This one?
This one.
Okay? So, first one, pratama jhana. Second one, dutiya jhana. Third one, tatiya jhana. Fourth one, chatuttha jhana. First concentration level, second concentration level, third concentration level, fourth concentration level, or stage of concentration. Okay? Then we can say to those things, one word, rupa jhana. Rupa jhana forms concentration level. Okay? So according to first jhana, how about first jhana? Here, quite secluded from sensual pleasure. So, secluded from sensual pleasure, secluded from unwholesome status. The monk enters upon and abides in the first jhana. First jhana, okay, secluded from sensual pleasures and unwholesome. He will not experience, actually he gave up sensual pleasures. Pleasure and unwholesome. Okay. Then after that, accompanied by applied and sustained sustained thoughts. And it he has. That it means he has that meditation object. He think when he think about loving kindness, he think, may I be from anger, something like that. He has that object. When he practice, when he think about his posture, he know about, he think about his posture. He think about something. Okay? Actually, when we practice breathing meditation, he know about his breathing. He know about, so breathe in and breathe out. Okay? So, he has this one. Then, next one, first jhana, which is accompanied by applied and sustained thought with rapture and pleasure. He has rapture, pleasure. He has rapture and pleasure born of what?
Seclusion or detachment.
Yeah, born of seclusion. Born of seclusion. Born of seclusion. Seclusion means now he will not experience those things. Unwholesome man, sense pleasure. It's the seclusion. Means of seclusion, according to this one. Okay? He has those things and he hasn't those things. Okay? Then if so, when we practice meditation, some kinds of meditation, if we have those kinds of things, if we can experience those kinds of things, actually he has first jhana. If someone has these features, he should develop again and again first jhana. He should dwell in first jhana. Okay? Then second jhana. How about second jhana? According to second one, he enters upon and abides in the second jhana, which has self-confidence and singleness of mind without applied and sustained thought, with rapture and pleasure born of concentration. Okay? According to this one, what happened to his meditation object? It will reduce this one. Okay? What happened to it? It will reduce. Reduce like going down. Okay. Then, after that, singleness of mind. Singleness of mind, it means he has good concentration. Okay. He has good concentration. Concentration. And next one, he has again rapture and pleasure. Pleasure born of concentration. Born of concentration. So, dear friends, when he practiced this one, second jhana, according to first one, he feels some rapture and pleasure born of seclusion. Then according to second jhana, he will experience rapture and pleasure born of concentration. Why? What happened to his meditation object? It will reduce. Now he has good concentration. Therefore, this rapture and pleasure depend on concentration. And so, is it clear? So then, if someone has those kinds of features, actually he has second jhana, then he should dwell or he should practice those kinds of things again and again. Okay, it is the second higher concentration level. Third one, what is the third one? With the fading away as well as rapture, he abides in equanimity and mindful and fully aware, still feeling pleasure with the body. He enters upon and abides in the third jhana, an account of which noble ones announce he has present abiding who has equanimity and is mindful. So how about it? According to third one, what happened to him? With the fading away as well as rapture. His rapture, it will fading away. Like it will vanish or reduce or like corrupted his fading away. Okay. Then he abides in equanimity. He has some equanimity. You know equanimity?
Being neutral.
Equanimity. Like upeksha? Equanimity. This one, preeti. Rapture, Pali word, preeti.
Oh, preeti, okay.
Rapture, Pali word, preeti. Pleasure, Pali word, sukha or sapa. Right, you know other things. Concentration, you know samadhi.
Yeah, it could be neutrality.
Hmm. Yeah.
Upeksha could be translated as neutral.
Equanimity, neutral.
Neutrality, yeah.
But according to this translation, he used equanimity. Equanimity like neutral, so it's here. Okay. Now, according to third jhana, he has this one, okay? Then, provides equanimity and mindful and fully aware. He has a good mindful and fully aware and is still feeling pleasant with the body, but he has a pleasant feeling. Okay, number one's pleasant with the body. He has a pleasure. He has a pleasure with body. Okay, so this is the third jhana. So, according to this one, friend, according to third jhana, he had a rapture. He has a rapture born of concentration. Okay, this one. This rapture, what happened to it? It will vanish. So he had a rapture born of concentration. Why? Because when he, according to this part, he think about danger of rapture. So he feel this rapture, it is like boring. When he dwelling in second jhana, he can experience this rapture. It's like boring, something like that. So at that time, he can give up this thing. Okay?
Would a disturbance be a good word for that? Like a disturbance as well? That it's just this...
Rapture, yeah, it will... He understand it is like this rapture disturbed me.
Yes, yeah.
Okay? And he feel it. It is like boring because... We like to drink coffee or sweet drinks, something like Fanta. We can drink one cup. Then again we have a desire for it. We can drink second one. Then we can drink third one. When we drink five things, we will think, oh, it's boring. It's very same to it. When he feels this rapture again and again, finally he think, oh, it's like boring. Isn't there another happiness? He think about it. there are many kinds of activities he should do according to those jhana. So I say these things very briefly. Okay. Then, so when he entered the third jhana, so this rapture will destroy. And when he destroyed this one, now he has equanimity. His mind become equanimity, like neutral. It became, his mind became equanimity. But he has good mindfulness and fully aware. And he has a pleasure with body. Okay, that pressure not connected mind, like concentration. Why? He gave up this rapture. Third jhana. Fourth jhana. Fourth jhana. With the abiding of pleasure and pain. The abiding and pleasure and pain, and with the previous disappearance of joy and grief, he enters upon and abides in the fourth jhana, which has neither pain nor pleasure and purity of mindfulness due to equanimity. According to fourth jhana, he abandoned or he gave up pleasure and pain, joy and grief, those things. This one, and pressure, and pain, grief, and joy. Those things he gave up, okay, before entering this one. Because according to this jhana, he recognized danger of pleasure. He feel like, so now I should give up this one. Like this one. So it's same with this one. Okay? But he has good mindfulness and fully aware. And he has some equanimity. Then after that, he entered to fourth jhana. He entered fourth jhana. So according to the first jhana, purity of mindfulness and purity of equanimity. Purity of mindfulness and equanimity. Okay. This is the perfect upeksha, perfect equanimity, or perfect neutral. Because when he dwelling in this equanimity, it has some pleasure with body. Okay? When he enter to fourth jhana, this equanimity will vanish, but it will improve. It will grow now, it will complete when he dwelling in fourth jhana. It is the perfect equanimity. Perfect neutral. So at that time, he has a perfect mindfulness. Perfect mindfulness. So this is the first jhana, second jhana, and fourth jhana. Now you know about this order. So if someone practices concentration, he should know about this process. Then if we try to become enlightened, we should know about, we have to do some kinds of things. When he dwelling in this jhana, those things different to each other. Then, next one. What is the next one? Number 5. Okay. We call to one word for this one. What is the word for this dose jhana?
Form jhanas?
Form jhana. Now, formless jhana. Formless jhana or formless concentration level. So, as according to first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, when he develops in those jhana, if he want to become enlightened, if you want to liberate from all things, he should think about five aggregates, like wise consideration, when he dwelling in those jhana. Okay, if he want to become enlightened. So, therefore we call to it, when he dwelling in those jhana, he have to think about forms, his own forms, and all forms. But when he dwelling in five, six, and formless jhana, he can't experience his forms and other forms. Therefore, we call those jhana formless jhana. He can't experience it. So, what is the first one? Akasanyayatana, according to this one, is the complete surmounting of perception of forms with the passing away of perception of sensual pleasure, with non-attention to perception of diversity. Space is infinity. Monks or bhikkhu enters and dwell in the base of the infinity of space. According to this one, how he use one meditation object. What is the meditation object? Space infinity. Akasanyayatana. Space. S-P-A-C-E. Yeah, space infinity. Space infinity. This is the meditation object. He will not think any other things. How, according to this one, he think how, according to this jhana, with the complete surmounting of perception of forms, he will not think about any kinds of forms. Okay? And with the passing away of perception of sensual pleasure, now he hasn't any kind of sensual pleasures. You know, according to when he dwelling in four jhana, he will not experience sensual pleasures, because when he practice first jhana, he eradicate those things. Eradicate not, he gave up those things. Then, with non-attention to perception, he will not think about any other perceptions. Okay? Any other perception of diversity, he will not any kinds of perception. Actually, without memorizing any kinds of perception, he think only one thing, is phase infinity. So, if we want to practice this jhana, we should achieve fourth one. Okay? He think about this one, only this one. At that time, he will give up. At that time, when he dwelling in this jhana, he will not experience those things, especially form. Okay, he can't experience. Then
one thing, you have to go from stages. You can't go. You can't go to the fifth. Directly?
No.
You have to go through stages.
We can't go directly. But enlightened monks, they can go. Because they can go, it means they have this process, they can pass those things very quickly. Because they establish on these factors. Actually, they pass those things. They can pass those things very quickly. But not for all enlightened monks. Because some enlightened monks, they haven't those kinds of formless jhana. They have only form jhana. Okay. Then, according to sixth one, he think about Vijnananchayatana. Vijnananchayatana, according to this one, he think about consciousness is infinity. According to seventh one, he think about actually this seventh one for achieved eighth concentration level. This one, neither perception nor non-perception. Neva sanya, na sanya itana. Seventh one, aka sanya itana, it means akinchanyayatana, it means there is nothing. According to this jhana, okay, very same to fifth one. He used there is nothing. It is the sign of meditation or meditation object. There is nothing. He will not think any other things. Okay? Then, after that, he will enter to eighth one, neither perception nor non-perception. Then, final one. This is the final one. So, lay disciple or other kinds of religious, other people, okay, they can use those, they can develop those kinds of concentration level. Then, ninth concentration level for especially Buddha's disciple. Actually, it means when he entered this one, he understood five aggregates completely. Okay? So, final one about Sanya Vedika Nirodha. It means cessation of perception. Okay? This is the ninth one. According to if someone entered this jhana, when he arising from this jhana, he became non-returner or enlightened. Enlightened or non-returner. Then therefore some kinds of meditators or some kinds of monks, they have developed their concentration 1 to 9th one. According to their, but it is not for all monks or all meditators. Because we know some kinds of monks, they can develop their mind. They have to do it. Then when he arising from this ninth jhana or cessation of perception, he will become enlightened or non-returner. So this is the final one. Then if we say about another concentration level, we can talk about enlightened monks concentration level. We can talk about as a 10th one. But normally, generally, when we follow Buddha's teaching, anytime we can find only 19. But very rare this one. But I had read, I think maybe 2 discourses.
Is that the themeless? Themeless concentration?
10th one?
Yeah.
Themeless means?
Without a theme, without a subject, I guess. It's not the nothingness, but it's...
It's difficult to explain,
it's
but...
I guess beyond nothing, I guess, or because nothing is still something.
So this concentration, when he dealing with this concentration, no hatred, no delusion, and no lust, simply. So ninth one, so we call to perception of cessation of perception. According to this stage, when he during in this jhana, his heart completely stopped. But he has bodily warmth, and his breathing process completely stopped. But he will not die. Before entering this jhana, he determined his time. Maximum times 7 days. He will not live more than 7 days. Maximum time 7 days. Okay. When he dwelling in this jhana, any beings, every people, they can't kill this person, this meditator, this enlightened monk. I can say about Buddha said about some kinds of story about enlightened monk. When he dwelling in ninth jhana, some kinds of people, they saw, when they going through the forest, they saw this monk. Oh, his heart, it was stopped. And his breathing process, he hasn't breathing process. They thought, oh, he's passing away. We should do some final event, something like. Then after that, they heat up some grass, dry grass, something like that. After that, they finally they flame, mm-hmm. lighting, mm-hmm. that grasses, traditional one according to that period. So, however, then after that they went, okay. Finally, after 7 days, that enlightened monk again he arise, he woke up. Okay, woke up from the jhana. Yeah. Then after that he saw, oh, there are some ashes on my robes. After that he, how can I say? Yeah, he brush off all ashes. Then after that he again went some kinds of near village for alms round. Then that people, that villagers, they say, oh, this monk, he had passed away. He had died. Then we burned his body. Mm-hmm. Oh, he rebirthed again. Therefore, people say to that monk, Sanjeeva, Pali word, English meaning like rebirth again, something like he born again. Yeah, he born again, it is the word. Okay, so this is the final one. So
when a monk goes through all of those, you're saying like he's usually indestructible when he gets to 10, but then he dies after 7 days? Or what am I confusing here?
Mm-hmm. No, within 7 days, he will not die.
Oh.
Okay. Before enter to this jhana, he know about it. Actually, he determined it.
I guess he puts a time limit on it to say maximum I'll do is 7 days.
But yeah, maximum 7 days.
Like he only wants to live 7 more days after he gets through the 10 days?
Hmm?
No, because the heart is going to stop. So he gives himself time to say, okay, for this level of consideration is going to be so concentrated that my heart is going to stop. So I'll give myself 7 days to do the meditation.
So this you're doing time. All of this to die?
Because
then you die at the end?
No, nobody's dying.
He will not die.
He woke up from the meditation.
Yeah.
Basically, you go through all the... And you start from the first one with a determination, I'm going to do this... I know that after a week I have to stop, so I'm going to do this for a week, let's say. And then so you go, and then that's what... He was meditating for a week, basically.
Okay.
And then after a week he woke up from his meditation.
And while the people thought that he's dead,
he died.
So it's not customary in those days to burn the body. Even now, people burn the dead body. So they collected grass and wood around him to burn the body because they thought he's sitting in samadhi, right? Concentration, but he's dead. So burn his body. But he woke up after 7 days.
Yeah, he thought he's dead, but yeah. He wasn't dead because he was explaining that once you go through all the concentration levels, your body is as dead, except for the fact that because you're not breathing and your heart stops, but you have warmth. I guess that's the only difference between a dead person and a person in that level concentration level, basically, that they have warmth in them, and that's it. So these people thought, walking through the forest, that he's dead. So they wanted to bury him, I guess,
So then at 10, then he goes into this 7 days of, like, almost, like his heart
stops. It doesn't have to be 7 days. It can be
or however long.
Yes.
And then, but then they come back alive, and their heart goes back to normal?
Yeah.
Oh, so nobody dies. No. Okay, so it's happy ending.
So then... If he can dwell in first day, he can practice first, he can enter to ninth jhana, he can determine 1 day or 2 day or 3 day, maximum 7 day. But after he determined it, he can't woke up in middle point. He determined, I woke up after 7 day, then after that he can't arise. He can't arise after 2 days, after 3 days. Mm-hmm. Why?
You would have to complete it, right? Otherwise, he will...
Yeah, it's okay, correct? He hasn't perception. Mm-hmm. Okay, this concentration level, cessation of perception. He hasn't perception. So, even other being, even we say, he hasn't perception.
So his mind won't perceive the time at that time.
So
during the concentration level, right?
It's the highest concentration level.
So does this happen multiple times to different monks? Like some monks get there? Or does this only happen once?
No, there are many kinds of story about something like that. So Buddha said about Buddha's experience. Then... When we study in Buddha's teaching, we can find many kinds of stories.
So like is this everybody's mission, like who believes in Buddhism, is to go through all these and then get to 10?
All person don't... So 9th one and 10th one for Buddhists. Actually, he have to believe Buddha's teaching when he entered 9th jhana. Okay? Because... So... When he entered this one, he should understand 5 aggregates. He have to understand. Without understanding it, he will not enter this one. 9th one. Okay? So, it means, when he understand it, he believe. He has to believe, oh, Buddha, he said truth. This is the truth. This is the suffering. This is the cessation of suffering. This is the origin of suffering. This is the cessation of suffering. He understood it. He understood about path, something. At that time, he will not say, I refuse Buddha, something like that. He became Buddha. Actually, it's like gratitude or gratification, something like that. Because he know, if I practice something, so those practices said by Buddha, after that he believe, oh, he's my teacher. He has to believe. He has to accept it. He's the teacher. Then, therefore, when Buddha dwelling in, before become a Buddha, he had practiced those kinds of concentration level. So finally Buddha, he find this one.
How did Buddha die? How did Buddha die? Of old age?
Buddha's old age?
How did the Buddha die?
How? Is it about age?
No, she said how did Buddha pass away? So basically there is a story that he ate some... somebody offered him food, and that food was mushrooms, and those mushrooms were poisoned. And he knew that after eating it, he will die. He was in his 80s. So he ate
Yeah, but it is not a reason. Buddha, it is actually it has big story, but it is not the main reason.
Okay.
So he has so normally Buddha, he can determine his life plan. So he had to do some duty. We call to it Buddha Krutya. He had to do some duty. Then he finished it. After that, he gave up his life plan. Then after that, he said to enlightened monks, after 3 months, I will passing away.
Mm-hmm.
I died, something like that. So within these 3 months, that person
mm-hmm.
gave some kinds of foods
mm-hmm.
with mushroom, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, however, so after 3 months, Buddha died. It means his Buddha's duty means he delivered all things for enlightenment. Everything. No any other things to say. So it is the duty of Buddha. Then after that, he is passing away, like died.
Will he be reincarnated or no? Because he's the all top. Like, will he be reincarnated back into the human world or no?
No. He will not.
Like,
he hasn't rebirth. Actually, it's like.
So he's in heaven?
No. Passing away means. So how can I say? So we can say
beyond Nibbana. Parinibbana means beyond. It's hard to explain.
It's like so we know about
Turning off the lamp.
Yeah, turning off the lamp. We can't say about that flame, or it went east, or it went west. It go to. Something, some places we can't say something to that flame. Okay, what happened to it? It disappeared, disappeared like that. So Buddha, he passing away means actually parinibbana, nirvana, pirinivampana. Parinibbana is the correct word. It means his life. Disappeared. No anywhere. No any other things in anywhere.
Or it's like unbinding or release, basically.
Yeah, just
from
like
karma,
to everything or anything.
Yeah.
Is it because his karma, like you said, duty, right? His karma had finished? Is that because of that? Or.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got unbounded from the karmic.
Yeah, right.
Thing?
Yes. Actually.
And would he have been the only one that gets undone from the karmic?
No, there have been many Buddhas according to the tradition.
But that's the point of liberation, basically. The enlightenment is no different than if a monk gets enlightened, it's no different than the Buddha's enlightenment. It's the same goal. It's just the Buddha was self-enlightened. That's the major difference. That he got to the path himself,
mm-hmm.
where all the other monks and everybody else follows his path to get there.
Understanding, yeah.
Not only Buddha, enlightened monks also very same. When they passing away,
yeah.
Enlightened monks, they will not rebirth. He will not go to heaven. He will not go to any other places.
Okay.
So his mind also disappeared. His body, so we can experience dead body. But he will not experience something like that flame.
Mm-hmm.
It's the real example said by Buddha, but we can say Buddha, they enlightened monks and Buddhas, they haven't come for rebirth.
They don't, right?
Yeah, they don't. And so, but they experience, they have to experience some kinds of karma. So, but however, ending with this very life, they are all karma. will disappear. Because they will not make newcomer. They not make newcomer. May all good fortune come your way. May all deities protect you by all the power of the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. May you always enjoy well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.